Coming up on the fourth quarter, a Hall of Fame quarterback in the fight of his life gets the ultimate award. The Capitals are one game away from their first Stanley Cup. Why is it not over? The NBA Finals have been a complete mess. Is it over soon for LeBron? Plus a rough weekend in Orlando soccer. Join Aaron Murray and Jake Turner in the fourth quarter next on WFLA 102.5 FM News Radio.
All right, and we're back with the fourth quarter. I love that little thing that Jake did. That was great.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm ready to get started here in the fourth quarter, so take it away.
All right, so we have to talk about Orlando City Soccer, of course.
Yes.
They have definitely been on a slump. I can't believe it. They lost to New York FC 3-0. But I have to give a shout out to New York. If you don't know it, I definitely would Google image it. At Yankee Stadium, they actually replicated the 49 rainbow seats that they have in the Orlando City Soccer Stadium, which I thought was just absolutely great since, of course, coming up June 12th will be the anniversary of that, which is very sad, but also a truly beautiful thing to see how it's really taken over the league and people are participating and doing rainbows and just different things like that.
It was fantastic to see. I mean, 22,193 capacity. It was noisy. It was loud. Everybody was passionate. Everybody had up the rainbow flags, everything. It was really awesome to see. But, you know, you talk about New York. They played an outstanding game. I mean, right off the bat, I mean, there was this unbelievable play in the 86th minute that I saw, Maxi Morales. And the ball, now, picture this. The ball hit the crossbar. Bounced back. It was attempted by another player named Fia. He misses. Morales comes up with his mighty right foot, kicks it in for the goal, makes it 3-0 New York. But you go back to Orlando here for a minute. You know, Dwyer's loss is monstrous right now because the loss of him as a striker has really been hurting Orlando. Ever since they went on that 6-game winning streak, this is their fourth loss in a row. So it's really a toss-up right now in Orlando City Soccer.
Well, and not only that, but their only... Wait, let me say that one more time. Their only center back, Chris Schuler, broke his arm during the game. They didn't even have anyone to replace him, so had to use a midfielder, Tony Rocha, and RJ Allen, which, you know, they did okay, but but it's just... it's so frustrating to see that. But, you know, let's switch gears. That's a little sad. Let's hope it gets a little better. And let's talk about the Pride. Definitely have some exciting stuff coming up. They're still holding fast in third place. And next week, we're going to have Justina Pratt with us, who actually does Queen Cast, which is the Orlando Pride, you know, not official, but in my mind, official podcast. It's really good. You should look it up, queencast.com. I'm excited because after that, I'm going to the game, and it should be phenomenal. I mean, we're playing Sky Blue. That's going to be a Pride night as well, June 16th, and it should be a shutout. I mean, they have literally not won one single game this season.
Sounds like you're going to be a correspondent or something like that for the game.
Oh, no. I will be sitting beautifully on the very middle of the pitch and watching with my beautiful mother.
You get pretty passionate, or are you kind of quiet as a fan?
No, I'm like that rocket, you know, that all of a sudden the you know, bottle rocket gets to the actual rocket and shoots up. And I feel really bad because I'm quite tall, and I know nobody behind me just saw what happened. But guess what? I don't care. I'm not one of the supporters that sits in the supporter section and stands the whole game, but I am definitely anything exciting happening around me, I'm in the air for sure.
And we talk about support here for a second. I don't think anybody needs more support right now than the Stanley Cup and the Washington Capitals. Aaron, they are one game away from their first Stanley Cup. But I just have this feeling we can't say this series is over yet, because it's the Capitals.
No, I think that the house's odds are against them for sure right now. I mean, Fleury for Las Vegas, in the initial part of the series, he had a 97% of his shots that he was stopping. Now his hot hand is finished, and you can just put him on ice because it's dropped to 85%. And that just cannot happen at this, you know, caliber of play. It just can't. It's crazy. But the thing that is crazy to me is that Vegas is out shooting 30-23 the Capitals. Scoring chances was almost double, 23 chances for Vegas and 14 for the Capitals.
Yeah, I mean, TJ Oshie and got that big-time power play goal, and that's been pretty much the bread and butter of the Washington Capitals in the playoffs right now. Those power play goals, they have really lit it up lately. And then Devontae Smith-Pelly got a sixth goal of the playoffs, two goals in two games. They're playing great hockey, but I have seen this movie before over and over again in the playoffs, so I can't really buy into it until they actually finish it off in Vegas or take it back to Washington for a game six. I mean, that's how I look at it right now.
Well, what I'm really hoping for is this term that I found just so endearing called puck luck.
Say again?
Puck luck. I want Vegas. I'm going to rub my magical puck, and I'm going to say I really hope that they have some puck luck, and they make it great.
And we talk about luck here for a minute. I do want to get a little personal here. You heard about Jim Kelly, right?
Yes.
Bills Hall of Fame quarterback. He's going to be given the Jimmy V Award in July at the ESPYs for perseverance. He was diagnosed with oral cancer. He had his third time in the last 5 years. But you know what? Count on Jim Kelly just to make it really not about him, because he talked about how he had neck surgery is June 21st, and he's going to do his football camp for the 31st year in a row 4 days later. I mean, what else can you say about him? I think this is very well deserved for Jim Kelly.
You know, I really don't know a lot about Jim Kelly. I'm going to be honest with you.
No worries.
I think anybody who is dealing with cancer should get an award. And he just so happens to be in the position where he can get this award for perseverance. But I think everybody who is dealing with cancer, any type of illness, knows that when you hear cancer or get cancer, it's not like a one and done type of thing. It is something that goes into remission and comes back and goes into remission and comes back. It's very sad and
Absolutely.
Very hard for a family.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And he is the second former Bills player for the Jimmy V Award since Kevin Everett in 2008. He was a former tight end who came off a neck injury in 2007. So,
if you guys allow me to talk a little bit.
Yes,
about,
sure,
absolutely.
About that. We know that cancer has been growing, more and more people that have that. With all my respect with people that, you know, suffer with that now or suffered before, I think that is a great chance that we can prevent some of that, you know, especially because, I don't know, I heard that maybe he was a user of a dip, you know, that is almost like a smoker,
tobacco,
basically.
Yeah,
tobacco in his mouth, you know. So I definitely feel bad, and I don't want anybody to go through that. But if we take care of ourselves, you know, and kind of try to not harm ourselves, you know, because of the pleasure in the moment, because that's what it is. You know, sometimes you just, you know what, it's okay. It's going to be fine. And you're just keeping using, and it's not going to be fine. We're not superheroes, and the body is going to scream for help, you know?
Yeah.
And the cancer is the same thing. There is so many things that nowadays people get like, oh, okay, this is a cliche. Everything
right,
now it gives a cancer, whatever. And then they don't take care of themselves. Yes, you can prevent. And that is a lot of documentaries now and a lot of research that you can basically read and watch and see that, yes, you can prevent, you know.
Yeah.
So I really hope that people can get more aware of what they're consuming, what they put in their body, because the body is not a machine, you know.
Yeah.
It's just things like this, though. You know, I mean, that's why we go to sports, just to escape from this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's this these moments, too, that just, you know, if really touches you in the heart.
Definitely.
I mean, that's what I got to say. So
I got to pick this back up, guys.
Yes, I know.
I got to start with, you know, you can't stop the furious Steph Curry.
No, you really can't.
I mean, he is unstoppable. Just when I think he's down, it's like he's got his little shimmy back, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really awesome. And I feel bad for LeBron. 51 points and still lost.
Yep.
OMG, brother, you scored like half of the points your entire team made, and you still epically lost.
It's unreal because, you know, Kevin Durant comes off at 26 points, Klay Thompson 20 points, 33 points for Stephen Curry, 9 for 17. 9 for 17 broke NBA Finals records for 3-point shots as well made. So, I mean, it's maddening how well Steve Kerr has coached up this team once again. He had JaVale McGee come in. JaVale McGee, of all players, comes in 6-for-6 shooting, 12 points. I don't know about you. Like I said again, I feel like we're going back to the drawing board and it's going to be done in five, Aaron.
I mean, we have a beautiful yacht. It's huge. It's the Cavaliers yacht and it's got LeBron on the side.
Oh, no.
But there's a problem because there's three big holes and autographed our little signatures that said, love you, Curry, Durant, and Klay Thompson. And guess what? There is LeBron and there is Kevin Love, but who's going to fill that third hole?
Well,
they're sinking.
Well, they tried to get J.R. Smith, but he doesn't even know when to come out and christen the boat here. So, I mean, that's a kind of a problem for him because he doesn't know how to tell time. So it.
I mean,
say about the Cavs.
Not only tell time, but I think he might have a problem seeing that his team is not ahead. Mm-hmm. And I just can't believe he says, oh, I thought we were up. No, if you know how to read lips, you can look at that clip. And he says, I thought we were tied. Guess what? You were not tied. And he's running the ball. He had an opportunity to grab the ball. You don't know what we're talking about. It's totally fine.
Yeah, do you see my face?
I'm going to tell you, though. Wow. I'm going to tell you. So
the only thing I know is about the last game because my stepson got really mad about the game.
Yeah, because it was really athletically, if you're watching a game and you have an exciting opportunity where you just did a foul, you know, you just did a shot and then you get the ball back and you have an opportunity to score again. Mm-hmm. I mean, and then you mess it up. He literally ran the ball to the other side of the court. Ran the ball like he was scared or something. Like, oh, no.
Well, there was no mess up
here. Disappointed.
There was no mess up here in the unforgettable fourth quarter once again. When we come back, Amanda is going to bring something very interesting to Health and Fitness. Stick around. You're listening to The Heat Is On WFLA 102.5 FM News Radio.